What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Purple House. This is your girl, Tracy Alexander, and I have the one and only C.N. Harris Esquire. What's going on, babes?
Hey, I'm good.
Oh, y'all, I know we've been, like, gone for a minute, but we back for the 99 to the 2000. But we was off due to, like, a lot of spiritual and emotional, I don't even want to say like stress or bull, but it's a journey. Mm-hmm. It's a really, really big journey. But we are still here and we're trying to keep running strong. See, how was your off time? We was in the same house, but
how
shit.
How was my off time?
Yeah, just not being on the Purple House.
It's been interesting. It's been an interesting journey. In the short journey that, you know, since the time we were away. But it's been an eye-opening experience, and I've come to a lot of, I did a lot of self-discovery, and I came to some conclusions, so.
Yeah, that's good, yeah. That's good. You know, like, y'all, I'm gonna keep it real. We had, like, some trying times, you know, and like a real big battle that was ahead of us that neither of us was expecting, but with the grace of God, you know, we were able to lay those things aside. And like I say, I'm glad. And every day that I hear you on this show that, you know, you make a difference and you change my life toward the positive every time. And, you know, I'll never take that from you, you know. But today we are giving a homage to Miss Get Into The Groove, Madonna. What's her nickname?
Madge. The queen of pop herself.
That rhymed with Vag.
You always got to take it there.
I'll take you there. But go ahead, my love.
Oh, it's me?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
you're not caught up. I don't know nothing about Madonna, but that she had Lourdes that I thought was the lady who sang a royal.
And don't forget Rocco Richie.
Who is that?
That's her son.
She had a son, too? No, real shit.
Yes.
I did not know.
Her son's almost 20 years old.
What? All right, Madonna, you serious about that, knocking that puss.
She had her son with the British film star Rocco Richie.
Oh, for real?
Sorry, Guy Richie.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That sounds like somebody kidding a Lionel Richie. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Rocco is the son of Madonna. He's 19.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up.
These pictures of him right here. Let me see.
Oh, he kind of cute. He don't look like Madonna, though.
He look like his father.
No, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Nah, all right, Madonna. Get it, Madge Vag. But, so we were talking before we started the show today. And our first opening song of the great Madonna is representing who we think Madonna truly is, okay? So this is like the Madonna of all time to me, or the Madonna that I would have as a go-to is, it's kind of cool, you know? It's weird that like within the different areas, you know, as far as like the United States, mm-hmm. how the stations are kind of similar, but they're different.
Right.
You know, like here in New Orleans, you know, we have like B97, which is our pop station, which deals with like a lot of the pop music. We have FM 98 that does a lot of the grown and sexy, Q93 for hip hop, you know, but those genres really don't change in the different states, just the, you know, the dials.
Well, right. Isn't there a one station that I know that says we play everything or play anything? It's like 104.
Yeah,
104.1. Yeah. There's a mixture,
right,
of hip hop, R&B, right, pop, and all that. So yeah.
But I've also noticed too that when you go into different areas, like different zone times or whatever, their genre is a little tweaked.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like something that you would hear that'd be more popish for a pop station, you may hear it for an adult station.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it depends on the area you're in.
So, one thing that, you know, I'm really into is R&B. So, you know, the FM 98, the ground sexy music. Well, in California, I found the Grown and Sexy station. I forgot the name of it. I'm sorry, Callie. But on the R&B station for the Grown and Sexy was this song playing on a Saturday, which is cool.
Okay.
Which is Madonna's Holiday, which is, y'all, my greatest all-time Madonna song. So we're going to hear some of that.
That's a good song. I think one of the songs of hers, well, not one of the songs, but I pretty much know the lyrics to every, to all of Madonna's songs, for the most part.
Right, because you sure know that Shante, Shante, man, la, la, wingate. Yeah, Shante. Only you can make me feel, but that's not the right one, you know. But yeah, let's hear some of that Holiday. Y'all, I hope y'all like this. This is my greatest Madonna of all time.
Yeah, I think it's a song everybody knows, and when they hear it, they can't help but
especially the gay horses, because they say, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, suck it now.
Hello, my son will be there.
Yeah, because you know this be like our little music battle right here. Yeah. All the sissies with the tie-up shirts come out, you know, with their booty shorts.
That was back in the day. That was back, I think I was still trying to hide the fact that I was a sissy.
Right? George Michael.
I was a sissy in training, I guess you could say.
Hell yeah. I was like, oh, they forgot their pom-poms.
Some of them had the pom-pom.
And you know what? One thing also, because we're listening to this and we're talking about Madonna of all time, Madonna is like one of the very few people that I've enjoyed reinventing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, each style that Madonna had came out with was on point. Each wig, each contact lens, and it all represented, you know.
Speaking of how, you know, she's good at reinventing herself, what theme do you think, when she reinvented herself, which one do you think was the best? Which Madonna was the best? For me, it was when she came out with Confessions on a Dance Floor. When she did the Hung Up video.
Yeah.
Sorry and all that. It was one of the best ones for her.
I don't know.
A close second would be the music, when she came up with music.
Now, see, mine, I think my best reinvention of Madonna, it has to be Ray of Light.
That was a good one.
It has to be Ray of Light, because to me, it wasn't more of Madonna's, like, it wasn't normal Madonna. It was the enlightened Madonna. It was the mysterious Madonna.
It was the after Evita Madonna.
Yeah, you know. But it also was like Madonna, the Madonna that was enlightened, that knew more than what people thought she knew. You know what I'm saying? Like with Frozen. Frozen was so eerie, and a bounce back with, like, you know, which other one was on there? Take a Bow, which was from the Evita, but Take a Bow was from
Bedtime Stories.
Yeah.
Which came out a few years before that one.
I'm trying to think.
But on that one was like Drowned World, Substitute for Love.
Yeah.
Candy.
Yeah, it was
girl.
Like, yeah, it was like eerie though. It
she
was
wrote
so
the song
eerie.
For her daughter.
Uh-huh.
A Little Star.
You know, it's so much, you know. I mean, it's that. I think, you know. Yeah, that would have to be the best one to me. She was like, it was so eerie, but she was so enlightened.
She looked good.
Like when she did the nothing really mattered. Well, you know, Madonna looked good with every wig she did, hat on and everything.
Well, unlike Cher, a lot of her hair was her own. Okay, I mean, she did do wigs.
Right, but I mean, shit, Cher.
She had some extension help. Okay,
like Cher. I couldn't even say Cher did a lot of reinventing herself, because Cher just still had on, like, you know, those skimpy swimsuits with the stockings.
She's still turning back the hands of time.
Yeah.
You know, she's still. I like Cher, but
I like Cher.
She's no Madonna.
Right. You know, that's awesome. That's awesome. So Cal, why don't you give us your okay. favorite all-time Madonna song.
My all-time favorite Madonna song. It's a little slow. Mm-hmm. Slower.
See, I didn't want to start off slow.
And it's one of those songs that's, when it came out, it was very controversial. The video was controversial.
Mm.
Because she had just signed a multi-million dollar deal with Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
And because she came out with this video, which was completely unexpected, and it, not only was it a complete unexpected, it had a black Jesus in the video.
Mm-hmm. You gave me a little loop, but now you told say black Jesus. That changed my whole game.
A lot of people weren't, they weren't happy at all. Me, however, when I heard the song, and every time I hear the song, I can't help but sing along with it. It's a religious song, and mm-hmm. People know Madonna is very religious. She's, when it comes to certain, you know, she's
about la la la, shante, shante, one day. Yeah, I feel you.
But my song was like a prayer.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to play that one for you.
Y'all, this is Kelvin's all-time Madonna
which is
song that he picks.
Get life this working right now.
Life is a mystery.
What the hell? Technical difficulty. Bear with me, y'all.
Well, we just going to talk about it then. Life
but do
is
you know,
a
do
mystery.
Do you know who played the black Jesus in the video?
Leon.
Mm-hmm.
It was Leon. You know, Leon is a nice, sexy man. Him and Cynthia made a pretty baby.
All right.
But, y'all, this is Like a Prayer by Madonna. Kelvin's all-time pick. Oh, yes.
I'm not going to torture y'all with my horrendous singing, but...
I'll take it.
It's one of those songs that you can't help but, you know, sing along to.
Right. And you know what? What I liked about it is Madonna stepped out of her genre.
Mm-hmm.
And she put a choir in there.
Yeah, an all-black choir.
An all-black choir. Yeah, of mm-hmm. course, you know, you go to the black churches to get them good
right.
singers,
better
baby.
Than the black Jesus with the black choir, right?
Yep. Well, yeah, you know, Jesus had straight hair. Baby. It was wavy straight. Good Brazilian Remy. And like, you know, Madonna, you know, she was like real, real pure with this song. And like right when it got to the end of the song, the black lady just kicked her out the way and took over her song. Right. Like, you're not doing this right.
Well, I like Madonna's look in the video. She had dark hair. I know like a lot of times people had gotten used to her with the blonde
With
hair.
The blonde, yeah. And I think that's why I like Ray of Light so much as well, too.
And she came out, she had the dark hair and, you know, she was real simple. She wasn't made up.
Right.
Much, you know, she was just like a simple woman, and that's what I like about it.
Mm-hmm.
And just the words of the song.
Is this is not the album with Express Yourself.
No, this is the, yes.
You know, yeah. Okay, don't go for a second yeah. best. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say,
damn, I'm good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that was a good video too, because them men's is.
Express
oh,
yourself.
Wait, this is a church song. Don't let
you
me
can't,
don't,
you can't, you can't.
Don't do that.
But yeah. When you call my
name, but you know, like, Madonna is like really, really, really awesome. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes down to the music, her messages are very, very clear. You know what I'm saying? And I think she's badass. Hell to Madonna. That's what I say. But we're going to, like, go ahead and switch that off for a minute. And, y'all, we will definitely be right back with the Purple House with a ode to Madonna. Get into the groove.
I dread the loss of heaven. most of all because I love thee, and I want so badly to be good, 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 good.
Well, that takes that one off my list. Good pick, though. Good pick. That really takes that one off my list. I'm so glad we get to let the songs play now. When we do the music stuff in the background, because like this song is the bomb.
It's a lot of songs by Madonna that people forget are out there and shit, they hear it. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh yeah. Because I remember growing up.
This was one of my picks though.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember like how up there we would have stations like 95.5 and 93.9, which were like hip hop stations, hip hop and R&B. But back in the day growing up, they played everything on every radio station. It wasn't like they had hip-hop. Everything was lumped together.
Right.
I remember hearing this song on like 93.9 and 95.5.
Awesome.
And, you know.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Well, y'all, welcome back to the Purple House. This is your girl, Tracy, and I have the one and only Kelvin Harris Esquire. How you doing, babe?
I'm fantastic, especially since we're talking about my all-time favorite entertainer.
Most definitely, y'all. This is the Ode to Madonna. Get into the groove. Which y'all know we're going to end up playing that sometime soon. I just don't know where it's going to fit in. But we are going to play that song because I do like Get Into the Groove as well. This song here was, I mean, it was just like, It was fierce. It's to me like my perfect example of fierceness. Like, you know, Madonna, you know, really pushing the boundary by having a little boy sneak into the, you know, the little shop,
the little movie theater thing.
Yeah, what we call that, the bookstore. You know, people, you know, and for her to be the stripper and she pulls the wig off to turn into the, you know, the little double misleading life type shit. It was really, really awesome.
Even back in 1986, when this song came out, Madonna was already, you know, pushing boundaries, pushing the envelope, you know.
Oh,
making
right.
People go, but
right.
Know, it was done tastefully.
Mm-hmm. She was a little bit like a lot of
she's
shit she did was a little bit before her time, because like you, when she did the Like a Prayer on MTV.
Well, yeah.
I mean, not like a prayer. Like a Virgin.
You mean the MTV Awards when she crawled around on the floor?
Yes, with that. Yeah, they was like, oh no, Madonna, this is too much.
Well, I remember when they did the. Like the 20-year anniversary of that particular moment.
Mm-hmm.
When they had Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera.
Oh, yeah.
That's where she did the infamous kissing of both girls.
Right? That was awesome.
The kiss that rocked the world.
Right? Ooh, Lord, the paper's jumping.
Oh, my gosh.
The paper's jumping off the doggone baby.
Trying to get into the groove, too.
Right? So, my love, right now, our next category that is up is
which favorite dance track by Madonna.
Favorite dance track by Madonna. You want to start off first with this one?
I actually am. My pick came from her album that came out. I want to say it came out. Oh gosh,
it came
2000.
out
September 19th, 2000. And the first single was released was the title track of their album, of their CD. During the video, she was pregnant, and nobody knew that she was pregnant.
In real life, she was pregnant with
Lourdes.
Oh, okay.
So if you look at the video, you notice that she was always in a seated position. She never stood up, and whenever she did stand up, her coat was pulled around her, so you couldn't really see her belly. But if you look hard enough, you can see the little curve.
I didn't know that.
Baby Lourdes in there.
Yeah. Work, little Lourdes. Shout out to Madonna and her baby Lourdes.
So, for those of you who know...
That's not the one who sang Royal.
No.
You know, I really thought that.
No way.
Really? Yes, really, really. I kept telling people that, you know, that's Madonna's daughter. Like, I know Madonna. I want to know your Madonna before we leave this earth. Call me.
Call me Madonna.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she has a song up. Well, not she has a song up, but one of I was playing a little bit earlier. If Madonna calls, I'm not home.
Oh, no. Call me, girl.
It's a big club song. I may let y'all get a little sample of that later.
All right. Not for Madonna. Oh, okay. Your phone is going all off the hook on L. Who is that?
That's Miss Megan.
That's Megan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you know what? Call Megan. Let's put her on the line. Y'all, we about to be messy right now.
Oh, she wants to know if somebody's still here. Should I put her on speaker?
Yeah. Let's see what's going on, y'all.
Oh, you know what? Okay, there we go.
America, this is Megan. Not Megan Thee Stallion.
No, not Megan Fox, but just Megan.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, Megan.
Hey.
You're on the podcast right now. What's going on?
Say hey to America.
Hi, say hey to America.
Hi, people.
You want to know if Jeff is still here?
Yeah.
No, he's actually gone.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, she said shit.
I was
going to
be talking about five, but I'll talk to you about
tomorrow,
I guess.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Where you at? You coming home?
Yeah, I'm going to be home with him.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll talk to you later and say goodbye to America. See, we keep it real, y'all. See, we keep it real. They got to speak to y'all, too. Y'all sitting right here at the Purple House, too. So, you know, back to our story.
But before that, we both have to give a shout-out to...
Megan Thee Stallion.
You know. Well, yes to Megan Thee Stallion, but to...
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday...
To Jeff.
To our baby daddy. No, that ain't our baby daddy. Our sugar daddy. No, that ain't our sugar daddy.
To someone very... special
to the person who actually we love you, Jeff. Happy birthday.
You get on our nerves sometimes, and I'm not gonna lie about that, but when it boils down to it, you know, he's a good guy.
He is, y'all.
We may not always show it, but
this show ain't about goddamn Jeff.
No, it's his birthday, you know.
Yeah, you know. So. One thing I can say, y'all, right now, if it wasn't for Jeff, the Purple House would not be in the building. It'd probably be outside in somebody's van. So, thank you, Jeff, for being such an amazing person to us. We love you. Check out the podcast so you can hear this. Well, finish talking about...
Getting back to my favorite one of my favorite dance tracks of all time by Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Music. I love the video. She was pregnant in it, but she still looked great. And it also had, I forget the guy.
Wasn't Kimora Lee Simmons on that too?
What?
No, Kimora wasn't on that.
No,
Okay. Go ahead. Give us that doggone song, y'all. This is Music by Madonna.
Sacha Baron Cohen. That's the guy.
Oh, okay. Oh, Borat? Yeah. He was kind of cute on that. Why is it? See, that's the type I always go for. Crazy and deranged.
I remember she performed this in the Music Awards in Lil Bow Wow. She came from the stage in a little Cadillac, and Lil Bow Wow was the driver. And he came
did.
Yeah.
I wanna dance with my baby.
Yeah.
Oh, makes the people. She said it makes the boy pussies.
No.
She said it makes the boy pussies. No. Music make the boy pussy now or ever. No. Yeah.
I think that's Taiwan, right?
Okay. I guess that's Ladyboy Land, baby. You know, make the boy pussies now or ever. That's what's up. You know, like, y'all, my favorite dance track, Madonna, it's a good up-to-date one, you know, which she actually, you know, she features a really great dancer in my eyes that can totally, like, hang with, like, Usher Raymond or the guy who got molested by Michael Jackson.
Oh, Wade Robson?
Wade Wilkerson. And, you know, like, he's also a great singer. You know, even though I know this is about Madonna, he is an awesome, great singer. And he dated him and Madonna also kissed the same woman.
Ah, okay. You're talking about Mr. Timberlake?
Mr. Justin Timberlake. You know, I think 4 minutes is a great, great song. It has a very, very good rhythm. It totally gets you, like our topic, get into the groove. It really gets you ready and kind of makes you think of that club beat, you know. Also has the music is written out, if I'm correct, the music was produced by Timberland, which is totally good. Timberland has done a lot of collaborations with, you know, Justin Timberlake, Madonna, the one and only Aaliyah, you know, Missy Elliott, you know. And here you guys, 4 minutes by Justin Timberlake and Madonna.
Hold on, let's say that the right way.
Oh, by Madonna featuring Justin Timberlake.
And this came off of her 2008 album, Hard Candy.
That's what's up. Oh, I did like that one, you know, especially... I got that one-stop candy shop. My sugar is raw. My sugar is raw, ladies and gentlemen.
Sweet, this was Sticky and Sweet Tour.
Sticky and Sweet. I heard that other song you just played, too.
Yeah, I had a catch
up. I like that, too. 4 minutes. Oh.
She look good in this video, too.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing I could say. Madonna still look like Madonna. Mm-hmm. That's good surgery.
I need surgery money like that.
Right? Like, Madonna didn't get fat. Her hair didn't get short or grow gray or, you know. She just like porcelain. Milky.
Look at her. She's 62 years old.
Right, and she could still do that shit because, you know, that's like the Kabbalah moves.
Shante, shante.
Yeah. Shante, shante, linke. Yes, Madge. Your Majesty. See, that's the song. That song right there is a song that you like. You could walk in boots. You know what I'm saying? Like in the snow, and you just be
you're walking down the runway,
right?
You got that beat.
Yeah, it's so catwalkish. You know, I live for a catwalk song.
Well, you know, I'm trying to think. She had quite a few. Well, I'm trying to check a few catwalk songs. But my favorite one, we're going to be playing a little bit later. And I think everybody knows what that is, because it's indicative of Madonna. You know?
Yeah. No, you don't, Madonna. You done did it enough. So with Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears, mm-hmm. who in your mind do you think Madonna liked the most? I mean, there's no right or wrong answer.
I
would say Britney as well.
The kiss she gave to Britney was completely different than the kiss she gave to Christina.
I wouldn't even go off. I wouldn't even go off of that. I went off the video, and like when Britney was up on Madonna at the end before Madonna faded away, it was like she kind of got a little nervous, you know.
Mm-hmm. So,
for real.
But yeah, I definitely think that Britney Spears did take a. Well, I'm gonna say took her place, but passed the baton, if you will.
Well, you know what, Britney was that. Spot on pop girl at the time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, old Britney could dance a little.
Yeah, new Britney, come on.
But new Britney got them girls, and them girls is no joke.
Well,
for real.
You talking about that video for three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and you know them the same girls for Work Bitch.
Oh yeah,
that's the same for black girls, and mm-hmm. they like black girls. They ain't no white girls.
You know, you
gotta, them some big booty bitches
real. You want some good dances in the video? They got to get the black girls.
Oh yeah, you know. I mean, Britney. Only thing Britney had to really do on there was like hold that boy. You know, but the other girls was on that bitch. It was
Arthur. I must admit, when that video came out, I was a little bit disappointed because I was hoping that Britney gave me a little bit more, but you know she didn't.
She didn't have to.
But you know, I used to see videos like "Slave for You" and all the other videos she did. Before, you know.
Yeah, but that's danced. Young Britney.
I know, but you know.
But old Britney, them girls, old Britney. Wait, y'all. But look. We gonna play this music. Me and him gonna continue this conversation. Unfortunately, y'all can't hear this because it ain't about Britney. It's about Madonna. We'll be right back with the Purple House. Kelvin, run that track, babes. Me and you in this phone. Somebody call up for that yike. Hello. Ow. Give it to me. All right, y'all. Welcome back to the Purple House. This your girl, Tracy Alexander. And y'all know I have Kelvin on the one and twos.
Hey,
Kelvin
hello.
Esquire. What's going on, babe? You doing good?
I'm doing really good.
This is really awesome, y'all. I'm totally digging this topic tonight. Get into the groove. Well, get into the groove. An ode to Madonna, y'all. Madonna's done a lot of great movies that I enjoy, mm-hmm. you know, which were like A League of Their Own, Dick Tracy.
The Next Best Thing.
The Next Best Thing, yes. You know, just a lot of really, really great things.
Hey, don't forget her small cameo in James Bond, Die Another Day.
Oh, which yeah.
was on the soundtrack.
Sure was. And the one and only Evita.
Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
Right. Buenos Aires.
She did win a Golden Globe.
Right.
For her performance as Eva Perón.
That which is totally awesome, mm-hmm. y'all. So, you know, we like I said, we're talking about Madonna, you guys. And one of the awesome categories that I decided to throw in the mix was the sexy Madonna. Like, Madonna has did so many things and pushed so many boundaries on sex. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That... To like actually get the world to understand that, you know, hey, there's no such thing as taboos. Love is love. It doesn't matter how it's spread it unless it's an adult to a child mm-hmm. or a sexual transmitted disease. but, you know, it's nothing wrong with the things that y'all do when it comes down to the art and making love. You know, so... This category, to me, y'all, reaches from S&M, you know, to masturbation or just regular missionary, whatever. You know, it's so many.
Ordinary sex.
Right.
Kinky sex.
Missionary.
Sex, crazy sex.
You know.
No animal sex.
Right. You know, which would have, it would have been such a cliche to even pick, like, sex from, you know, S-E-X from Madonna's new album.
Which is a good song.
Which is a very good song. Mm-hmm. I think Madonna went kind of hood. She had, like, a Glock in her arm on her side and shit. You know, a little 380 in her hand or something while she was smoking the blunt. You know,
Or it could have been the song Gang Bang she had from the MGNA album.
Right, or Erotica was like really good.
Right.
But you guys, my favorite sexy sex song from Madonna would have had to been Human Nature. The reason why I say that, it gave a dominatrix feel to it. Which I think was really hot with more of the S&M of the tying each other up. One thing that I did like that her choreographer for video was the shit. Especially the bondage routine when it all was tied with the rope
uh-huh.
and it wrapped around each other and she did the spin and she laid back on the pinnacle. I said, eat it!
That's one of the videos watch. To this day, and still be amazed. Still
for
see
real.
Something that I didn't see the very first time.
For real. Maybe. You know, like, I love the box scene. It was all mm-hmm. about that sensory deprivation.
Yeah.
You know, she had the mouth was taped up. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And, no, oh, I love that. Right?
But
right?
The
would it sound better if I was a man? If I was a man.
But I like the choreography in this video, and I think... I like the choreography in this video just as much as I like the choreography in her Don't Tell Me video.
Oh, yeah.
With the country western.
Yeah.
It was very simple, but.
And I like the fact that they opened it, they opened up the movie scene.
Yeah.
The movie scene where you could see her walking the treadmill and it pans out and everything, which was totally cool. I really like that. You know, that she gives you like a little insight of like the real shit that goes on behind the scenes, y'all. But this here is, you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
This is Human Nature by Madonna. Express yourself. Don't regret yourself. And I'm not sorry. And if you notice, that right there was the beginning of the sorry, not sorry phrase.
Hmm. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
I learned something new today.
That was the birth of not sorry.
She says, I'm not your bitch, don't hang your shit on me.
Nah, don't come with that.
That's how a lot of us feel, isn't
it? Right? You about to bend over and take this heel into your asshole and don't say nothing about it.
I love that with the little cornrows too.
Right? So ghetto. Mm-hmm. She had like the cornrows with the big giant afro puff in the back. Yes.
This is from her her considered R&B album. Babyface did a lot of production in Dallas Austin.
Oh, awesome.
Did a lot of the production.
Yeah, you know, that's the guy who used to talk to Left Eye.
Left Eye, or was it Chili?
Oh, Chili. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you guys didn't know, Babyface sang some of the background vocals.
And Take a Bow.
Which is on the same album.
Mm-hmm. And y'all, don't get upset because we don't do music all the time and we flow just so easily. It's just that we like music, okay? Mm-hmm. All types of music. Like, I could do some Still a One by Shania Twain and Country okay. and Out, okay?
Okay.
Let y'all know. Would that sound better if I was a man?
But you know... What I like about the video is they don't say the curse words. They hit a little bass there.
Yeah.
But it fit in so
right.
You know.
But you know that I like it because you know what she be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then to me also, you know, it's about she's like this song is the proof of like freedom of speech is. The shit.
Right.
It proves that the things that, we were brought up like, you know, you can't say that. You can't say these things. You can say how you feel. We have the freedom of speech to express and say whatever we want to say. So if we want to say cocks and balls, then it's a cock and balls.
Cocks and balls.
You know?
I don't mind a few cocks and balls.
Right.
But no, I honestly can say if it wasn't for Madonna and being... the trailblazer that she is, and not being afraid to speak her mind and make her truth, a lot of these artists today wouldn't be able to express themselves the way they want to.
Right. I mean, at the same time, don't get me wrong. If it wasn't for Madonna, I wouldn't have thought Dennis Rodman was cute.
I still don't think Dennis Rodman cute, but to each his own.
He tall and got. I know he got a big basketball bird. For real. And I ain't sorry for saying that, Dennis. It's Dennis Rodman.
Is he still friends with, what's the guy's name? The North Korean guy?
The tall one?
Kim Jong-un.
He's friends with...
Whatever that man is. Yeah,
well, he could Kim Jong-un me. You know, I don't care. It's human nature, y'all. So, Kel, you know, why don't you tell me your sexy sex Madonna track?
Well, this song is it was on the Immaculate Collection.
I thought you was about to say Immaculate Conception. I was about to say all right.
I almost did. I'm dropping papers again.
That's okay.
This was also on the Immaculate Collection album, The song, if you can be the song, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, was penned by Lenny Kravitz.
By Lenny Kravitz.
Mm-hmm.
He did what?
He wrote the song.
Oh, he wrote. Okay. All right, Lenny. Shout out to Lenny.
Wrote some of the lyrics, the music, and what have you.
I was about to say Lenny.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's Kenny. No, that's Lenny. Lenny Kravitz. Yeah.
My song is Justify My Love.
If you can justify my love.
And the video was so risque.
It got kicked off of MTV. Mm-hmm,
that you had to wait until the end of the night. And I think they played it one time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And here we are with
vaginas.
Justify.
Penises. Ovaries. Touch them. On the inside. Like Madonna said, she wasn't about to sing to y'all. She was going to tell you what to do.
And she has one of those voices, too.
Spread them cheeks.
Mm-hmm. You about to say, okay.
Open. Wider.
That's my girl.
I love Madonna. Like, Madonna is... like you say, she is a risk taker.
This was risk. This was super risque for 1990.
One thing also, a lot of people don't really like think about it like this. I kind of do. Madonna, she was so, like y'all would say, risque. Her songs had innuendos of including everyone, homosexuality, heterosexuality, bisexuality, transsexuality. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just so much that she was just trying. She reminds me so much. I can't say it like that. Her and Kylie Minogue have so many songs that are innuendos into saying it's not just about one love. One love includes gay love, straight love, bi love. If you was polyamorous, you could have poly love. You know,
you'd be in love with a parrot.
Well, I guess. Ain't that, is it polygamy?
Polygamy.
That's more than one.
That's like more than one wife.
Yeah. You know, sister wives, army wives, sister wives.
But what I like so much about Madonna is that as a gay man, she definitely had our back. You know, she fought for gay rights.
Oh yeah, she's like one of the biggest fag hags ever.
After Elizabeth Taylor, Madonna is my number one favorite gay advocate. So.
For real?
Yeah, Elizabeth Taylor. Elizabeth.
White Diamonds?
Yes.
Get
Elizabeth
out, Lizzie.
Taylor was a huge.
That's gay you know that was Michael Jackson's sugar mom.
Yeah. Meeting.
Yes.
Waiting.
Yes. Dildos. You know. Awesome song. Awesome song.
We could talk about Madonna all day long.
Oh yeah. I mean,
I can honestly say I don't think there's a one song that she's done that I don't like. I may not like it as much as I like another song, but I can't say that I say, ugh, I don't want to hear that song.
The only one that I could really think of that I really didn't care about, well, really two, but one of them I really don't, was the True Blue. Because it was like, another one that wasn't a real good favorite of mine was God, I know it. It was just on the tip of my tongue. It was True Blue and probably the one that came after True Blue. Oh, Let the I Met from Our Bed. Yeah,
I was just listening to that on my way back.
I like it. Like, that one would be the one that I would listen to, but I really don't care for
the Pretty
it.
Island.
Yeah. You know, but that was cool. I was surprised Bedtime Stories didn't pop up in that category.
I like that.
You know,
I
that's
like
a good. Uh-huh.
I like that. I love the video even more.
Right. But y'all, that was Madonna, and we will be right back with the Purple House. You ready for it, Calvin?
I am in a moment.
In a moment too soon. You are going too slow on this.
I got caught up talking about, you know,
Madge. Oh, yes. I think if Madonna was a golden girl, she would be like Blanche Devereaux's sister.
You know her whole name? Madonna Louise Chacon?
Oh, that's Blanche's name on there?
No,
that?
That's Madonna's real name.
Oh, Madonna Marie Chicken?
Madonna Louise Chacon.
Louise. Oh, okay. Well, y'all, we'll be right back with the Purple House. Go ahead, Cal. Let that run.
Looked into your eyes, and the world came tumbling down.
No, that was good stuff.
This was a good pop song too, though. All right, y'all. We're back with the Purple House. This is Tracy, y'all, and I got the one and only Nathaniel, well, Calvin Nathaniel Harris Esquire. What's up, babe?
I'm hanging in there, enjoying this night, because, like I said before, we're talking about my favorite girl.
Oh, yeah. You know, Get Into the Groove is the old... to Madonna, One American Badass. Y'all, I got my cuz out here. You know, he representing, you know, the Slidell, Mississippi area. Say what's up, cuz.
What's up, baby?
That's what's up. That's what's up. Y'all, he just come and sit in while we close out.
But I had to play this song for you because you did say that you were hoping to hear it at some point.
Well, you
point,
know, we
so.
Had to because it's, like, the title is Get Into the Groove. Cuz, when it comes down to, like, I got a question for you. When it comes down to, like, Madonna, what's, like, your best Madonna song?
Best Madonna song?
Best Madonna.
I feel like calling like that.
What?
Yeah.
She do have a lot of good ones. She do have a lot of good ones.
A lot of good music.
Uh-huh. You know, like, Madonna is such a great performer. I know she did have a residency in Vegas. Or am I lying?
I think you might be lying about that. I think maybe lying about that.
You think, for real?
Let's Google that.
I thought Madonna did have a record. Well, I don't think she have it now.
I could be wrong. I mean,
I don't think she have it now.
I don't know every single thing about Madonna. Let's just see if she did.
Google answers everything. Right? Google is everything.
Shoot, Google is nuts.
Now you mess with some Siri.
Yeah, Google be listening to your conversations, be listening to you while you're having sex and shit. But anyway,
like, go Google.
You know, right. But, you know, like, when it comes down to, like, you know, Madonna, we've been covered so far.
No, she didn't have one, but she's in talks for a $1 billion deal for a 5-year residency in Las Vegas. So you were
$1 billion
for 5 years.
That's not bad. That's a good
I think, which can make her the third richest female entertainer in the world.
She deserves it.
Yeah.
Who is the first? Beyonce? No, anyway, y'all, back to the subject. Okay, you know, we've done Sexy Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
We've also done Best Dance track from Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
We've also done All Time Madonna. Now, we're gonna get a little classy and go into the classy world of Madonna, which will be like our ballads and our slow songs. And I didn't even get a chance to tell you this one before we even started.
What's that?
But when it comes to classy ballads, geez, I mean, there are so many. I would have to say, oh, God, that's really hard to decide because, I mean, you got, like, I love Crazy for You, but then I love Live to Tell.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also love This Used to Be My Playground.
All of which are from movies,
God.
By the way.
I would have to go with, I'm trying to think of, like, the first three notes of the song that makes me feel like, I would have to say Crazy For You.
Crazy For You?
I would have to go with that one.
Okay, so...
That, I would have to go with that, but... Oh, my God, This Used to Be My Playground was really good. I'm Crazy For You would be my...
Which is
favorite.
From A League of Their Own, which is a really good movie.
Crazy For You was not from A League of Their Own.
No, I'm talking about... This Used to Be My Playground
was from there.
Where she played All the Way May.
Uh-huh. With Rosie O'Donnell,
mm-hmm.
The lesbian.
Yeah.
But y'all, this is Crazy For You.
You was in the movie there. I forget the name of the movie, but
it was the first one.
What?
No, I don't know.
But here we go with crazy.
Y'all, this is crazy for you from Madonna, y'all. But since my song's on, I'm gonna start mine early. I want to give like some shout outs to my mom, you know, because she's like totally awesome. Helen, you're the greatest. And also, I want to give a shout out to, oh my God, just everybody. And
Vision Quest, I'm sorry, that's the name.
Vision Quest. That sounds like something like a glasses place or something. You know, but shout outs to my mom. If y'all want to like reach me, mom, you are everything to me. If y'all want to reach me, y'all can reach me at Tracy Alexander on Facebook, Tracy the Sex Kitten on Instagram, Tracy504 on Snapchat. I love that song. Y'all, I'm also on LinkedIn. I got a movie that's coming out, but it's not my movie. I just did background acting for it. Trying to get that unemployment right now. So if y'all got some money and y'all love what we do, make sure y'all send us some of them coin dollars on Support Your Podcast, which is a button on our website for the Purple House. Also check out the online store. Equal to None, y'all, that's equaltonone504.com. Y'all, we got some good things on there. Also, we're about to try to come out with this winter collection really, really soon. So y'all be on the lookout for that. This song is just such a beautiful representation of love. Just saying like, oh my God, I love Josh from Clueless. You know, it's like that epiphany moment.
Mm-hmm.
So far, a lot of Madonna has been spread across the nation as far as like hairstyles and looks. You know what I'm saying? Attitudes, you know, that actually has molded the world from the 80s to, you know, how we stand and step out. To be an individual, you know what I'm saying? So it's so much many kudos to that.
Yes, Madonna, she definitely was never afraid to push the envelope and see what she meant, and yeah.
Hell yeah.
People listened.
Oh yeah, they really, really did. So
and men really did tremble at her feet.
Among other things was trembling for her. But also, you know, Cal, what would be your favorite classy Madonna's song, you know, like what is the one that would just give you that sigh?
Well,
you know,
I was gonna go off of every album up until Bedtime Story. I would have said Take a Bow.
Oh yeah.
But then came the compilation Something to Remember, which was you know, a collection of her ballads, and I would have to go with You'll See, which is like the sequel to Take a Bow. I don't know if you ever saw the video.
Oh, You'll See. Yeah, that was a really, really good song. Yeah. That was really badass. As a matter of fact, that song, even though I don't think it's on the Ray of Light album. That song is on the Ray of Light album.
There's Something to Remember.
It's not. This is the one when she walked back from The Man Killing the Bull.
Yeah.
You'll See by Madonna.
You'll see. You think I can't go on another day.
This song is like a funeral. No, I'm just glad. No, you know, like this song is like, it's like Madonna. It's like Toni Braxton when she said, you know, hey, like, in one of her songs, it's like, hey, you dogged me out, but I'm going to show you that I can still make it, you know, yeah.
Because if you remember from the video, the first one, Take a Bow, he kind of had sex with her, took advantage of her, then left her brokenhearted. This is her comeback. You'll see. You know, all this stuff, like you said, all the stuff you did, I can do it too.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really awesome. Can I give us some shout-outs and some creds, babe?
As always, my shout-outs to my family back home in D.C. Mom, Toya, Donna, James, Jasmine,
All right, DMV. Nephews,
Samaj and Mylon. Granddad, dad, everybody.
Love you, moms. That's what's up. And where could everybody reach you, my love?
As always, on my Facebook, C. Nathaniel Harris. Or on my Instagram, Scorpio _. Shit, I don't even know what it is.
Scorpio, you know what that means. He extra sexual.
Scorpio _Sag_79.
That's what's up.
And
that's
also on
up.
My Twitter at @JoisDeV.
Oh, you didn't add that twit, huh?
79.
That's what's up. So, yeah. Did you know, y'all, Twitter is like the new Tumblr. They show like sex scenes with your locals. It is so crazy. Because you want to give any shout outs? Who the hell?
I'm good. Really got anything
to say to
people out there right now.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. And where you representing, cuz, one more time?
Hancock County right now.
All right, y'all. You representing the Hancock, y'all. Other than that, I think this is almost like a wrap. We're going to play our closing Madonna song. But this was our Get Into the Groove, our ode to the one and only Madonna, y'all. Thank y'all for checking out the Purple House. Calvin?
Hold on, keep talking for a little bit, because, you know, I wasn't expecting that.
Right? Oh, okay, well, you know.
I wasn't expecting that close out. So,
I can say some things like, y'all, tonight's show was brought to you by Domino's. You only got to play the game to eat the pizza, I guess. I don't know. I don't know, but what else you want me to say? Like, I just ran out. I mean, I don't want to have no dead space on my show. There is no dead space on this show, but like I say, y'all, we'll see y'all next time with the Purple House.
And we're going to close out with Iconic from Madonna's Rebel Heart album featuring Chance the Rapper and Mike Tyson.
And Mike Tyson? Uh-huh. Oh, you lying.
Well, he opened the song, so yeah.
I don't know what that. Good job.